Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spent most of the strike puttering around the house hosting a podcast with four of my closest TV friends, trying my hand at tap dancing and gazing out the window at the birds who continue to sing every day at the appointed hour to which they've become accustomed, yearning to join them. But last week, the earth moved, the clouds parted, the window was cast open, and I was unshackled from the earthly bonds to spread my wings once again, perch on the lofty branch of late night, and sing to the heavens a hymn of praise that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
Now, right there, that's what I was missing. I missed a lot of things, but I missed that a lot. Now, while we were off, some pretty choice minor news nugs slipped by, and I'd like to cover them in my brand new, hopefully never to be used again, meanwhile subsegment, Then While. Then While. During our absence, a funeral home that's for sale in Massachusetts got attention for a sign posted outside the property stating it is probably haunted. Not great, but better than the signs posted on their caskets, hopefully dead. I know, dark story. Then while, back in September, a Delta flight from Atlanta to Barcelona was forced to turn back when a passenger sprayed diarrhea everywhere on board. Or as they call it at Spirit, business class. I await your letters, Spirit Airlines. What made everything worse was that Delta's flight attendants had no means to clean the mess, such as hazmat or PPE suits. It's the basis of the new movie. Actually, I would prefer snakes on this plane. The flight. The flight was rescheduled, and the passenger even made a full recovery and was allowed to reboard. But the passenger had to promise never to eat again at the airport. Salmonella bond. Then while, back in August, during the Summer World University Games in China, a Somali sports official was suspended for nepotism after a painfully slow athlete finished last in a 100-meter race, and the runner is speculated to be the official's alleged niece. Alleged niece, by the way, is the least interesting segment on Maury. You are the uncle! All right. Well, painfully slow is a pretty harsh description. Let's just play the tape and see if you can spot which person has never been in a race before. Love that little skip at the end. And that was fun. And I just want to say, you go, girl. Go faster than that, but you still go. I would like to race her. Do you think I could take her in a race? Yes? I would like to race her. I will race her for charity. I want her to come to New York. And we'll get the money. We'll get the charity money from somewhere, maybe her sponsors, which are clearly baked potatoes and Ambien. Really? You feel sorry. You feel sorry for her. You're much nicer than I am. Then while, in animal news, a Pennsylvanian tortoise escaped a vet clinic for the third time. And I'm being told I'm being told we have footage of the tortoise escaping. Oh, you go, oh, to me, but then you laugh at her again. Who's the bad guy now? Still me. Then while we were out, Kraft recalled faulty American cheese singles after a malfunctioning wrapping machine left a thin strip of plastic film on some Kraft singles, which is, of course, a choking hazard with a thin strip of plastic film on it. That I know. Take your time.
I see it.
Then while Yves Saint Laurent has a new fragrance, Pour Homme, called Masliff. How vain is that? The whole point of cologne is that I don't want to smell like Masliff. But listen, if this is what people are buying, I'm proud to introduce the new fragrance, my own Fruits. Oh, do what I left in the toilet. Wow. I'm sure Austin Butler won't mind that we used his photo in the ad. Meanwhile, back in May, Oscar Mayer temporarily renamed the Wienermobile the Frankmobile to celebrate its tasty new recipe. New recipe? You can't change the recipe. I hope they didn't change the hot dog's original ingredients of who's asking. You can't legally... Wait a second. Look. Normally, we would go back and I would read that line correctly in order to finish the joke. But I refuse to go back and reread a line whose last words are nipple meat.
More meanwhile, after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, if you watch this show, and I hope you do, you know that I spend most of my time right over there scouring the lowland dry zones for news for the finest Paloo Storywood, chiseling out through a process known as Barakahanawa and refining it with the goloya and adzes to create for you the exquisitely detailed Sri Lankan Buddha wood carving that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I break into an abandoned high school wood shop all jacked on bath salts and White Claw, hack the leg off a busted-out desk, then fire up the rusty bandsaw and shove my mangled wood slug against it until I've fashioned the cursed hobo's demon doll of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
Right there. Runway for landing. Meanwhile, classic rock fans who play with dolls will be excited to hear that Fleetwood Mac singer Stevie Nicks now has her own Barbie. Yeah. About which Nix said, when I look at her, I see my 27-year-old self, and it is authentic. The doll comes with a moon pendant, a tambourine, and a buttload of cocaine. Meanwhile, new research says that the Southern accent is slowly disappearing, and apparently Gen Z is to blame for it. Got it. All right, let's see. So Gen Z has now killed malls, marriage, driving, offices, magazines, television, cursive, and the Southern accent. Hey, Gen Z. Gen Z, you're getting close. You're getting close, Gen Z. Kill off just two more things, and you get affordable housing. I'm just kidding. You never will. Now, this research focuses in Georgia, but I have to admit, I might be part of the problem. I'm from South Carolina, and I love the accent. It's beautiful, but the show auto-tunes my accent out for a broader national appeal. Let me show you. Jimmy, turn off the Yankee filter. I find I get better mileage with the ones that are known than the ones that put it on there. Jimmy, put it on, Mac. See what I mean? Y'all. Meanwhile, McDonald's and Wendy's have won a false advertising lawsuit that alleged that the food didn't look as appetizing in person as pictured on their websites. In a related story, White Castle customers were going to file a similar lawsuit, but they passed out in the drive-thru. Folks, we here at Meanwhile Consolidated Cat Insurance and Farm Lubricants sometimes come across a story about an escaped primate, which means we get to bring back my favorite pre-Meanwhile sub-segment, Monkey on the Lamb. This one goes out to little Richie Dom, age 8, who loves nothing more than escaped monkey stories and refreshing ham sandwiches. In the Midwest, an escaped monkey has been running riot in an Indianapolis neighborhood, clearly the result of the loss of habitat. When they built the Indianapolis Speedway, the native monkey population of Indiana was forced to adapt to their new environment. Momo, if that is his real name, escaped his home earlier this week and was spotted on some trees, and Momo's owner arrived and was trying to coax him out with a peach. Really? He didn't go for the peach? But peach is the fruit monkeys are known for enjoying the most. Ah! We've tried the peach. We're out of ideas. What else would a monkey want? Should we try some kale? No, maybe something longer. Asparagus? What do monkeys love? You know what? I'll call the zoo. Beep, beep, boop. Hello? Hello? Yes, listen. Is this monkey zoo? Yes. What's that? I'm being informed that Momo's been caught, and I knew that before the show, but I didn't care because I wanted to do the jokes anyway. Thank you. Meanwhile, in military news, the Marines are temporarily relaxing regulations due to a camouflage uniform shortage. An official announcement was made to the troops on the Marines' Instagram.
Marines, Sergeant Major Ruiz and I just came back from the Indo-Pacific. Several themes emerged from individual Marines and units as we talked to them. The first was camis. I can't get camis.
Referring to military camouflage as camis is way cuter than I expected from the Marines. All right, maggot, get your ass up to your bunk and get in your camis. You get one story before lights out. Incoming tickle monster. Who's got your nose, maggot? I got your nose. The shortage is the Corps' forest camo, but not to worry. If needed, the Marine Corps can wear desert camo instead of forest camo, and if they run out of desert camo, they have a backup T-shirt that says, "You can't see me." Meanwhile, in Illinois, a 104-year-old Chicago woman went skydiving. Reached for comment, the elderly daredevil said, "Why won't God let me die? Why? Why?" Ah! We had a major debate about whether we could do that joke. Meanwhile, this year, Halloween pumpkins will be bigger than normal due to a wet summer. It's the inspiration for the new Cardi B single, Wet Ass Pumpkin. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.